Goku has a UTI. Another shit episode.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Ballin' Out
Super!
It's Super!
Where we are, for some reason, still watching Dragon Ball Super. Hi, folks. My name is Jeremy Hammond. Joining me, as always, are my co-hosts, Katie Rose Leon.
I finally got out of that air vent!
And Alex Patak.
I'm here, too!
You were so ready for it.
I've been waiting 20 minutes.
And joining us this week is a co-creator of 2 Minutes to Late Night, Jordan Olds.
Hey, I'm also here, guys.
I'm here too.
I'm here too.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Please stop fidgeting with the fidget cube, Alex.
I'm putting the cube down. Didn't realize we lived in fascist America where you can't fiddle your cubes while you podcast.
Podcast fidget cube. All the annoyance of a metronome without all the pleasantry of things on time.
Jordan, how are you? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling a little confused. I was very surprised that was the episode we watched.
Yeah.
That was considered an episode of television.
That was a full episode. That was the full... And
feeling never goes away.
Yeah, we talked about this actually just at the end of the last episode. That this is going to be a nice little
callback.
Yeah, callback sandwich.
I think the word you're looking for is sandwich.
But yeah, this is the 18th episode now that we've watched of this series, and never once has it ended with us not being like, "Wait, that's the end." Every single time.
It was surprising here.
Which is, I feel like the strangest part about it is that it didn't even feel like we were halfway through the episode.
Yeah,
so it's not. It's usually with stuff that's awful. It feels long.
Mm-hmm.
That felt like we were watching for maybe 4 minutes, and it was over.
Is it full of commercials in Japan? Is that what it is? Is it like 18 minutes
running time? I saw the time code. It was 21 minutes. That is an appropriate episode length.
It just doesn't feel like they get anything done
they have
in 20
to fit
minutes.
Nothing happened.
They have to fit in the scenes where Goku has to piss somewhere, and they tell him not on the wall, and that's a minute of the episode.
Okay, we're getting too far into the episode too quickly. Before we get into all that, Jordan, we like to start each episode by talking to our guest a little bit about your experience with Dragon Ball as kind of just an overall franchise. Like, did you grow up watching the show? Were you a fan at any point?
In fourth grade, I was really into Dragon Ball Z. Mm-hmm. I think that's when Toonami was like first a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I watched, I think from like right when Goku dies and then through the Frieza saga.
Okay. Yeah. That's kind of like the
Snake Road.
Yeah, that
snake road.
All of fourth grade, he was literally just running on a snake.
Fourth grade was my snake road.
Yeah,
to middle school.
Oh, fantastic!
to the weebs at home, I would just like to apologize for the fact that we've called it Snake Road 5 times now.
Is it not
Avenue, everybody?
Oh, fuck you!
Is that actually? Wait, I didn't. I
it
thought he was snake. Nicknaming
doing
it.
A gag.
No, it's Snake Way. Snake Way is what it's called.
Here's the thing. If you were,
Snake Avenue.
Snake Avenue, freeze out.
That I like. I like that one. I now get where the... if you make Bruce Springsteen jokes, I'll get it. If you make Dragon Ball references, I won't understand if they're real or you're making them up, because the show is goofy enough to have something called
Snake
Avenue.
Got a real South Kai over here.
Oh, my feelings.
I'm here, too.
We have fun.
I'm here, too.
So you were a fan... Fourth grade, we're watching from Goku dies, goes on Snake Way, comes back, fights the Saiyans, everyone goes to Namek, Goku follows them to Namek, fights Frieza. I consider that to be kind of like for our age group at least, I think kind of like the quintessential Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, that's theory. Like the meat and potatoes version. Like when they got into, like the cell stuff, I was like I'm exhausted.
And so like after that time period, did you ever like come back to the show at all?
My roommate and also the other co-creator of 2 Minutes to Late Night, Drew, is he went through a phase I think like 4 years ago where he just rewatched every episode of the show. There's what, like 200 something episodes?
More. I think
there's over 9,000.
I got that one.
Ref.
Majin.
I got that one. I'm here too.
I'm here on MySpace.com and I'm making jokes. Let's do this.
Hell yeah.
My
roommate went through a phase where he rewatched all of the original Dragon Ball Z episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went and saw one of the movies in the theaters.
One of the new ones?
What are they called? The one with Frieza.
Resurrection.
Resurrection of F. We saw that. We thought it would be like kind of like...
this isn't Resurrection A through E.
We thought it was just going to be like a weird screening, and it was going to be mainly empty or people ironically going to see it like us. It was not that. That is not what happened. We showed up. It was hardcore. Everyone in that theater was wearing one of those big anime button downs where it's just like face and their hair. And what they did at the beginning is
all our vape enthusiasts.
Oh my
listeners.
God. I'm pretty sure we showed up late, but I'm pretty sure like everybody had to like walk by the usher and ask if they could vape in there, and they received a resounding no. But
you know those people too, like went out and they were all dressed up and they were like, we're going to look like a theater full of powerful warriors.
Well, they were, you're not wrong, because they showed there was like a Funimation presentation for the whole thing.
Yeah.
There was a, they showed a video of the president of Funimation was just like, welcome to the theater. We are going to show Dragon Ball. And then they did like a trivia thing with the voice cast, the American voice cast.
Okay.
So it was like just like multiple choice, like just questions like for the poor voice cast. And it's just like, what planet is Piccolo from? And they're just like, dude, I don't know. I just work here. they got every question wrong. I remember like one of them was like pretty like easy. It's like, what is the thing on their face called? Like
the scouter. It's a scouter.
Right.
That's what I expected. But I there was one kid, and by kid I mean 35-year-old man. We were sitting there, and this dude goes like, "Oh my god, if they don't get this right, I'm gonna freak out." Like upset that the voice cast doesn't know this shit. And then a poor bastard from Funimation like walked to the front of the theater and with a Samsung Galaxy and was like,
that exploded when he
it was
keeping with the show.
This was I think 2 years ago, so I don't think that they blew up yet. But he went to the front and he's like, the Funimation people would like to post a photo of this audience. I'm going to take a picture on this phone. If you all want to give me your best Kamehameha last shout. And I was like, Drew and I both just literally sunk into the seats and hid behind the seats because we didn't want to be
like down on the floor.
You are.
I was like, there's no way
you're like,
to make this fun. I was drunk too, and I didn't do it.
You're like, I'm planning to run for office.
I'm sorry, this cannot emerge when I run mayor.
Yeah. As if it isn't hard enough to make my show, I don't want a weird anime photo of me. But
I wish you had that so bad, though.
I, you know, now thinking about it, I regret it a little bit. But then we then we.
I just love the idea of all these metal bands you're trying to work with. They're like, we were going to work with you, but then I saw that picture of you with all those fucking losers. They're like, ugh, gross.
Is there anything more metal than a secret technique?
All of, the bands would just be afraid to come to the show. They'd be like, I think he's going to make a reference to the secret technique. and probably also have a landing strip beard, which a lot of those kids did.
Again, as adults.
As you were telling me before we watched this episode, though, apparently the movie I watched is what Dragon Ball Super is, but they put more stuff in it.
But faster. It's the show, but faster.
Why?
For the working man who doesn't have time to watch the whole
thing. Why would they just, if they could tell the story?
Yeah.
In that it also seemed like the movies had a lot of filler. So I was like, they probably don't need more of this.
But we need to know, probably. When do they eat? How do they make money? Yeah. When do they poop?
When is Goku allowed to piss?
I don't think I saw a single frame from the movie. I recognized the outfits from that movie. That was just 20 minutes of Goku trying to pee.
Let's go through the episode.
Are we doing that?
Are we going through?
Let's get into the episode.
I'm here,
Katie,
too.
Take it away.
I'm going to say the name of this episode, and I'm going to say it in a very regular way, because you know what? I can take constructive criticism from my friends.
We love your podcasting voice.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You're a valuable part of the team.
Yeah, one more.
Catherine.
Yes.
You be you.
Thank you, babe.
I call you Carol?
Okay. The title of this episode is I'm Here Too. Training commences. I'm Here Too.
Oh, by the way, I'm Here Too.
Training commences on Beerus's World.
And I'm Here Too.
I'm here.
Guys, I'm here too.
We open up on a shot of them on that rainbow road again.
That's right. Yeah.
And Whis is bringing Goku to their home planet. And Goku has to pee, everybody.
He has to pee. The road really dehydrates you.
And never once does he even consider that he's in space.
Hyperspace.
Just turn
It'll be stuck
your back
in the bubble, then the pee's just floating around with them while they're going. Be like, you know what?
Well, were they in a bubble?
No, they're in a space path. It's a path. It's a tube. It's like a wormhole.
Okay. It's like Rainbow Road in Mario Kart.
It's like the London subway.
Literally.
It's the tube.
Yeah. He could very easily, like many people do on the tube, turn around and just pee.
No problem.
He obviously didn't. It wasn't a respect issue because he tried to pee on that nice purple tree when they landed.
That's right.
He was just like, I just really have to pee right now, so all bets are off.
You will find with Goku, there is rarely a respect issue. That's one of the things we admire about him.
Right.
So they crash onto Beerus planet, and they land on a nice little helicopter landing pad. And Vegeta and a tadpole are having a nice conversation.
The fish in a bowl. Or a salamander. What? It's a tadpole?
It's a tadpole. Yes. It's a tadpole with...
It sees the future.
The
tadpole does have some minstrel-type features, which is...
Excuse me?
That's what Jordan's talking about right now.
Yeah, it's like a weird racist fish. Why do they
minstrel? I think he said menstrual. Like it's a period fish. No. It wasn't a period fish.
Excuse me. Are we accusing Akira Toriyama, my Akira Toriyama, of designing a character?
Oh God!
To look like an absurd racial stereotype of a black man.
Never forget.
What?
I will hear no more of this.
Akira Toriyama has, in the past, had some very troublesome choices.
He draws it's, things but as even we in see them. He holds up the mirror and says, this is what you guys think. This is what you think about all tadpoles and black people.
Oh, my
you
God.
You pieces of shit.
Right, well, the original version of this show came out in, what, the 70s?
It came out like early, during
early
World War
80s
II.
Is, Dragon Ball is early 80s. Dragon Ball Z is like late 80s.
It's all right. Then he has no excuse, especially for especially for doing something weird. But for that type of like drawing to exist in like 2017 is a problem. Like,
yeah,
a big problem.
Yeah, because
well, this one it's a fish. So I mean, like, it, I don't know if it was a person, I might have a problem with it. But I it's mean, a fish.
I was gonna say, like, in the early
maybe
80s,
that's the way to cover
maybe.
It up. He put it on a fish, and he's like, no, it's not.
I can be racist if it's fish. No, it's fine if it's
it
fish.
Wasn't racist. That's just a design choice. See, we put it on the fish too.
And you can't go to the movie theater because there's always fish talking. And I can't stand it.
Just barrel rolling no. out this window.
Oh, man. Yeah. Before we move on to the next piece, because we just brought up Vegeta, I would like to talk about, if I may, I'm not guiding the ship. I don't know why I said
that. Who's guiding the ship?
Please understand, Jordan, nobody guides this ship.
Okay, cool. We're all just sinking together.
It's a sailboat. I've been on a boat before.
Oh, fuck yeah. No. Boat life.
You guys did a podcast on a boat?
No,
metaphorically.
10 episodes of the show were on a boat. More. We're done talking about the boat. It's been years.
What,
it feels like
in this episode, our muscular baby tries to pee outside.
Yeah,
and
this is how he like meets Vegeta. He's like, "Oh, hello, I'm peeing over here."
Have they wait?
Don't
have they
pee
not
over there, Kakarot?
Is those are the azalea bushes? You can't pee there.
So, yes, we haven't talked about that. Vegeta greets them wearing an apron and a gray Super Saiyan outfit.
He's wearing his normal outfit except with an apron, which is absurd.
Yeah.
Goku tries.
Although he's got a nice sort of like a twist on his normal outfit because it's like the regular Saiyan armor that Vegeta would normally mm-hmm. be wearing. But it's a bit of a grayer tone.
Yeah.
It's got sort of like a mock turtleneck thing going on.
Yeah.
You know, with
yeah.
like the, like a half zip mock turtleneck.
Also,
it looks like he's wearing, yeah, like in the first Star Wars movie, he's like wearing one of the
yeah.
just the outfits.
Oh,
yeah.
The X-Wing outfits.
The pilot's outfit.
When it looks like he's wearing part of that, but it's the color in the collar of all of the Empire.
Oh.
Because it's just gray. He's got the tall collar.
He is a prince.
I was trying to say. I forgot what the Empire was called.
The
I was going to say, you know, the space Nazis.
That would be in line with this podcast. You're
it
fine.
Would, yeah.
We do get, like, a very standard Vegeta line where Goku's like, you've gotten so strong, I can sense it. Like, have you just been training up here? And he's like,
oh
I'm
God.
Not obligated to tell you what I do.
Yeah, Vegeta.
Am I being detained?
I'll roll down
my
window
rights,
when
officer.
I see your warrants.
So after Goku does his pee-pee dance, tries to pee on the floor, they go into Beerus's fucking bedroom, which is this total heavy metal, as in the animated series
yeah.
type thing.
Heavy
like
metal,
bedroom.
Not actually
yeah.
heavy metal.
It was like a giant snake. There's a bunch of floating... what are those called? Hourglasses.
Hourglasses.
Whis
yeah.
is like, don't touch it. It blows up. But also...
it blows up for no reason. Don't mind those.
Oh, those are just my exploding clocks.
I designed them that way for fun.
I made many of them since I don't get a clock when they explode.
Then there's a montage because Vegeta's like, put on this apron, Goku. We have to change Beerus' sheets. Without him waking up. And there's like literally 2 minutes of them just sweating and watching Beerus toss and turn.
Yeah,
why did they?
Doing?
I don't know why you would do that. We watched it and it didn't make sense while we were watching it. And I was like, well, maybe after some space, it'll come clear. And Beerus is always sweating in his sleep. And so you have to change the sheets. But no, it's
why
just
did
like,
they have to wear the aprons, though?
Because it's kawaii.
What?
Because it's cute. It's so cute.
It is very cute.
It is
but they didn't. They did not.
I would like a Vegeta wearing an apron figure. Someone buy that for me. What's up, 17-year-olds in my DMs?
He looks like Mrs. Nesbitt. from Toy Story.
This was the Wes Anderson directed episode of Dragon Ball Super, and they played full in to the cuteness.
Yeah, then Goku almost wakes up Beerus, which is bad because I guess he'll probably kill you. And Vegeta punches Goku into a wall. Then Vegeta gets kicked in the face.
By sleeping Beerus.
And the orb, the fucking clock, almost blows up. And Goku does a really Goku-ass thing where he grabs it, teleports it to Whis, who is outside, and says, "Can you take care of this?"
All right, peace.
Oh,
see ya.
Man.
What you Goku-ass?
That's also, like his, that should be his signature move now. Just get rid of the like, get rid of the Kamehameha. Like, and
can you do this for me?
In every Dragon Ball video game from now on, Goku no longer has Kamehameha or Spirit Bomb or any of those moves. He just shows up at somebody else's place and is just like, "Hey, this is supposed to blow up. See ya."
His trademark move, passing a bomb onto someone unsuspecting.
That's like a real dick move in like Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
You like teleport someone off a cliff and you're like.
That's a real modern superpower, projecting.
So, yeah.
Show
Beerus
for millennials.
Obviously not with that fish.
I'm melting. sensitive
getting
snowflake.
Added to the KD catchphrase wheel.
I'm melting.
Yeah, just,
I'm melting.
Just make me a soundboard and you can replace me with a fucking computer.
I know I could.
I'm melting weebs.
Is that your KRL voice? I didn't hear the last
Everyone
episode.
Everyone do one of me. Go.
No, I'm sorry. Melting weebs. Hey, weebs, slide into my DMs.
This is just your reminder to all you weebs that all women talk to each other. We know what you did.
Does everyone feel better? One. Everyone feel good?
That was a
good
really
fun.
Good KD impression.
Okay, I haven't good. Felt good since 2007.
That's when I died.
It's like there's two Katies in the room.
The more the merrier. Okay.
Wow.
So Beerus starts to float in his sleep. They change the sheets. He sinks back down. For some reason, his mouth opens up and they feed him a dried anchovy. And then they do a montage of doing chores.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
which they did, like, they swept and then they mowed the lawn, but with sickles.
Here's the thing I gotta say. So we all know that Chi-Chi, all she wants in life is Goku to do literally anything. And then how pissed must she be when she finds out that when he left the train, he was just cleaning someone's fucking house.
Oh, yeah, she'd be mad as shit. But then she'd push it deep down. She'd push it deep down, and actually it's fine.
Oh, no.
If you don't think about it, it's fine, Chi-Chi. One day at a time.
Oh, is that her thing?
And then you look at your phone. Oh, who's that? It's Piccolo, and he wants to see if anybody's home. No one's home, Piccolo. Come right over.
Are they?
And then he sends over one quick little Snapchat, a 5-second timer of his cloaca.
It's just opening and closing.
Dripping with purple slime.
You up? Who's up? Piccolo and Vegeta have the same voice in the American show, right?
Same voice actor.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Vegeta is just vaguely Australian Piccolo. That's what it is.
Is, you know what it is?
I'm from space, mate.
I long ago I decided that Vegeta sounds like his voice just sounds like the grown up version of Stewie Griffin. If you say any Stewie Griffin line in that voice,
God.
What the deuce?
Oh my God!
What the deuce, Kakarot? Woman, get your hands off me! Look at me! I'm the dog. I'm smoking.
Jesus Christ! Oh, that was a very good family.
Wow.
Oh my God.
That is this is some unreal fucking insight into this show.
We have to start the show over, I feel like.
This
like
is
the
18
whole
episodes in. This is the first genuine insight we've had on this show.
So, all right, never mind. Then Whis shows up and he's like, "Let's train." And he's like, "I made you some clothes. They're the same as your clothes before, but they're different. And I will not make Vegeta clothes because his wife made him clothes like a bitch."
But it also doesn't matter. Why
a bitch?
As you said, the clothes that I made you are the same clothes as you were already wearing, so I could have made Vegeta more clothes, and who really gives a shit because his clothes look different from the clothes he normally wears, so it's really just the same exact thing, but let's just go ahead and just make that a plot thing.
I chose not to do it, and I'm sure this won't haunt Vegeta.
Did he not wear... Because in the movie... that's the outfit he's wearing.
Yeah.
Right.
Before this episode, was Vegeta not wearing that outfit?
He was wearing it, but blue.
Yeah, same outfit, but just blue without the zipper down
Classic
the middle.
Classic Jeets.
Yeah, it's more of a spring uniform than what he's wearing in this.
So maybe this is kind of where the movie is supposed to start, I guess? The new movie?
That's why they have the Frieza henchmen in it at the end.
The guys that look like the Ginyu gang, but like really off brand.
They
like
just
the bottom
like Christian demons is what they look like. They're like red and have horns, and they're like got freaky little fingers.
Hey, we're jumping ahead here, guys.
What was happening? I don't know.
There was bubble clothing. They're
training now. I think.
They lift something heavy, and the ground disappears. Like that episode, isn't that like a Mario Kart level?
Mario 64.
They have to lift a very heavy
Mario
block,
Kart.
And that's the training.
Yeah, they got a block with some armholes in the top, and they got to lift it from the armholes, but it's real heavy.
And then Whis is watching them. He's like, "Did I make this too hard?" But then he checks one of his floating explosive hourglasses and goes, "Is it that time already?"
Oh no, it's the tadpole. It shows up and does a little like.
He doesn't use those hourglasses that are literally everywhere on his planet.
and he goes, "It's coming." And what it is, it's part of the training, is you got to stand in front of Beerus when you wait, like once a day, he shoots up and talks in his sleep and then spits a beam at your face.
Yeah.
And if you live through the beam, that's training. I don't know. It must have. I think it's like related to Vegeta's like power kegels he was doing before.
Oh, man, he did power kegels?
Yeah, where you just like go Super Saiyan
powers
and you drop
and powers
it down.
Powers down and you feel the PC muscle contract and that's how you reach new power.
Right.
And you just crush that butt plug into sand, you know?
Although it almost makes sense with the Dragon Ball canon because they have that whole thing where when Saiyans almost die, it makes them stronger.
Yeah.
So.
What?
That's in the Frieza saga for a while because then they have to go in the Star Wars tube and they're like, when you get out of this tube.
That's why it was so great when Goku got stomped by big ape Vegeta.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, he just gets fucking stomped out. And he's like, "Yeah, stomp on me, daddy. I'm a worm."
He kept saying,
"I'm
a worm. I'm a worm, daddy." He was saying.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what the S in BDSM stands for?
Super!
Super!
Super! Oh, we haven't done a mid-show super in a while.
I know. I was really trying to get you guys in on it. It didn't work.
Yeah. We'll bring it back. We're just growing and learning together.
Yeah,
we're going
I
on this
almost died last episode, and now I'm even better.
So, we're almost done.
What happens next, Katie?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Tadpole and Whis have a talk while the boys go to bed or some shit, and they're like, the tadpole's like, "Please don't kill them."
They have a actual children's bedroom.
Careful, daddy.
Like, that looked like a
like
baby
bedroom.
Yeah. Like, I was like, I'm pretty sure there was a mobile in it, too. And, like, dinosaur wallpaper.
Did Vegeta not sleep? Because they had one cut of him being, like, back at the heavy
block.
"I'll never fucking sleep."
Yeah.
"I don't fucking sleep."
He left Goku to sleep while he went and lifted the stupid thing again.
Listen, that's the most I've ever related to Vegeta because I often can't go to sleep just thinking about comebacks I want to shout at people.
Yeah. He's just
"Actually, I don't want your uniform." "If you're going to piss somewhere, piss on your weak arms, Kakarot." "Your swell is atrocious."
And then they wake up, and then Whis is like, "Today we're going to fight me, but you guys have to fight together as a
team." Oh, I
totally
forgot about this whole thing.
Yeah. That was cool, though.
That was cool. Yeah,
there was
it cool?
It was a little fisty.
Oh,
was
it actually cool? We're all going to do a Kamehameha right now. Do you want to do it with us?
"Then what do you know of cool?" "Pee on your weak arms." "Pee on your weak arms."
You guys can't see, but... Alex and Jeremy have
fully
put
merch?
On a fedora each now.
I am wearing a Newsboy cap, and I will hear no more about it.
Can you? You guys should make merch that is a fedora that says "Pee on your weak arms."
Kakarot.
We should do
not
that,
even
man.
With Kakarot. Just pee on your weak arms.
Pee on your
leave
weak-
people guessing.
That and cuck-a-noodle.
Yeah, cuck-a-doodle-do.
If you guys have been if you guys have been playing the Ballin' Out Super Podcast drinking game, yes, that is the first time we have said cuck on this podcast. Please take a shot of tequila.
This episode had almost no cucks. It was our 9/11.
9/11. Okay, take that second
it's
shot.
It's a shot.
Oh, did you guys know that Goku's a bad dad? Take that third shot.
All right. Whis is like, y'all can't punch me because you think too much. And then...
What?
Sounds dumb like, when you may say it like that, but yeah, it is what he said.
And then
shut up.
Shut your brains off, and then you're a good fighter.
And then Goku's like, oh yeah, I'm not the one stepping in poo-poo.
Yeah, that's not our joke that was in the show.
Yeah.
You're stepping in poo-poo, and then it was like, boing, oing, oing, oing. And then,
then the episode was over.
Well, no, there's one more important thing.
It cut away. It was like no more.
Two more important things. We saw two more.
Yes. So after we steps in a hilarious pink doo-doo, we cut to that ship of all those the Frieza boys, right?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, in the Frieza boys ship,
and we're like, oh, cool. We got what is that called? Duped or like they bait and switch where we think it's gonna be about them, but then they get knocked out of orbit, and who is it? Fat cat and hot lady Whis.
Yeah.
We are on an extra large highway to the cat zone. And yeah.
There's two cats.
We were hoping for
XL edition.
Yeah. We were hoping for a fuckable Beerus, but instead we got two fuckable Whises.
Yeah.
Not bad.
We can watch the Whises fuck.
I have two questions.
Okay.
There were no other creatures on that planet. Who took that shit?
Oh. That is okay.
It's Goku's shit. He didn't pee on the bushes.
Goku has pink shit.
He's had a tummy ache and just been taking Pepto-Bismol and it's just turned his shit pink.
No, but Pepto-Bismol turns your shit black.
Does it?
Yeah, yeah, real black.
Isn't Ooh. That surprisingly concise shit from someone who eats truckfuls of noodles and whatever is in front of him?
I think we just,
Who else
he's
just
shit eating.
I think you're right. I think we just learned what Saiyan's shit looks like. And it's pink.
I think that he was like, he was sick of doing all the chores. Like, I'm going to just throw doo doo on the floor. I'm sick of mowing this lawn.
Vegeta went out to lift that block in the night and then strained too hard and shit and then did not clean it up because he was too embarrassed.
It was my shit, okay?
You should be so fortunate to step in the shit of a prince.
You know what I just realized?
What?
That whole arc where Goku is dying of an illness and they have to get him medicine. Do you think they first realized he was sick when he looked at his shit and it was bright pink?
No, again, this is what Saiyan
shit
looks like.
Can a Senzu bean fix that?
I think he looked at his shit and it was brown and he was like, what the fuck?
Oh, God.
Oh, no, I'm too young to die. Okay, Alex, rate the episode out of 7 Dragon Balls.
So it had a lot of David Lynchian type aspects of just making batshit no sense the entire time, but there was like a cool fight for a few seconds and a lot of shit. So I'm going to give it 4 Dragon Balls out of 7. Four to seven.
4 Dragon Balls. Jordan?
I mean, probably 7. It's the only
one I've seen.
I was like, dude, here's the thing. I went in expecting one thing. I got PP and apron, so I'm in. I don't know.
Nice. All right. Well, you get a wish.
What?
You have all of the Dragon Balls.
You make a wish. You got 7 Dragon Balls. You make a wish.
Oh,
here, shit. Let's summon.
Is
Shenron.
Krillin still dead?
What's good, fam?
Shenron.
I'm new postmodern Shenron.
Shenron, you're so relatable to teens now. What's going on?
Oh, mighty Shenron, you up? What are those?
Jordan, okay, please make a wish so we can move on.
I wish whichever I think Super Saiyan 5 wasn't weird and hairy.
All right. Well, good news. Dragon Ball GT is not anymore. Canon. So it doesn't even
We're
exist
on a different
anymore.
Boat. There's no canons.
It doesn't exist anymore. So hell yeah, Katie, out of 7 Dragon Ball.
This was entertaining. I do like Vegeta doing chores. It's nice to see that mix it up. But I'm just going to give it 3 out of 7 Dragon Balls because I was spacing out.
Yeah.
All right. And I'm going to give it 2 out of 7.
Yeah.
Bad episode.
Pretty bad.
Alex, give us a plug real quick.
Okay. Listen to this podcast. Listen to my other podcast, Left Jest. We're on iTunes, etc., like the other ones. Also, find me on Twitter at Patak Jokes. Figure out how to spell my name. Just try.
All right, Jordan, what do you got?
Watch 2 Minutes to Late Night, please.
All right.
2 Minutes to Late Night on Facebook. Follow me on the Instagram at Dr. Mayer. That's it. The words doctor and the word mayor.
Katie.
Hi, guys. I have a show at Artichoke Pizza in Bushwick, Brooklyn, the 17th, called Fetch. It's got my friends on it and headliner Mike Kaplan. Also, add me on the internet. It's at Katie Rose.
Oh, I'm going to go see that.
Nice.
It's near my house.
And again, I'm just going to plug this one a second time. On the 19th, come to Tender Trap for... Thick Skin Tattoo Roast Show. We got people with bad tattoos. We're going to help them get rid of their bad tattoos and also make fun of them in front of people. Okay, that's it for this week, folks. Join us next week.
Super
next week.
Super.
Happy Mother's Day.
I'm here too.
Yeah. You have a deadlift bar in here?
Yeah.
Have you used this?
Yeah.
Great.
Leave this in.
Jordan just got real threatened.
Great. Yeah. I'm
sorry. Jeremy's been hiding his power level for all these years.
Wait, Jeremy, can you kick ass?
I can battle.